In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
The city of Detroit has copycats. Following in the footsteps of the city's Detroit sign that welcomes visitors to the Motor City, similar signs can be found in neighboring communities. WWJ's Charlie Langton live with that story. Charlie.
That's right, Jonathan. Detroit is not the only city with those signs, the letters on the freeway, the one in Detroit near 94. But there are some other cities. Warren has one, 696 near Hoover, W-A-R-R-E-N, the letters on the highway. And then here in Redford, near 96 and Beach Daily, a makeshift Redford sign also on the highway. At least I saw pictures of it. But Lydia Evans, she's from Redford, and she saw the sign. So what do you think?
I think it's quite silly, but it's, you know, everybody's got their own town spirit.
It is kind of a good spirit anyway, Lydia. Anyway, look for other signs in New Baltimore, Chesterfield, Richmond, Livonia, and I'm sure there are others. Let us know. Reporting live here in Redford, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A few inappropriate signs as well out there, Charlie. We may have to send you some. Yes, it is true. All right, thank you. Well, as the city of Detroit continues relishing from the success of the NFL draft, there is another reason to celebrate. The Detroit People Mover being applauded for playing a big role in transporting visitors around the downtown area. DPM officials say over the three-day draft, more than 69,000 people utilized the system. This month, General Manager Robert Kramer says ridership is now on track to see an increase of almost 270%.